I didn't expect it to be awesome, but it just was. Seriously?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that one.
I can't disagree, that's why I'm saying anything. Nodding. Yeah.
Alright, we'll start. So this is a podcast for day 24. I have Stephen Sills and Becky Brzezinski. I've mentioned them once or twice on here already.
Really?
Yeah.
Missed that.
But a lot of people have pointed out your Pokemon art.
Yes.
And like when I was talking with Matt Hill running the comic book store, I was like, and the other store owner that I know,
yeah,
Becky, should be coming in and doing it as well. So
sweet. That's just about our lives.
Yeah. Sometimes I make Pokemon art and I run a shop.
Yeah, that's all we do. Then we go home and look at our cats.
Post some pictures on the internet of the cats every so often. Yeah.
That's how you remain popular. Cats on the internet.
Cats on the internet.
Pretty much.
Cool. So how did you guys meet? Start off, yeah, they're dating too.
I can't remember.
We met a while ago before we started going out.
Oh, no, but this was, there's actually a weird story about it. No, there's no, I used to be a trampoliner. And there's this one time I've just sort of worked up a bit of a sweat and I'm feeling a bit pathetic.
Sure, sure.
And this hot girl walks across in an orange bikini.
Awesome.
I know, so I'm thinking.
There's a swimming pool next to the trampoline. Yes. I wasn't just like, I'll go to the
swimming pool.
And I'm thinking, you know, this girl's beautiful, she has a nice thing
nice
going on. Yeah. And then she goes up and she makes out with like one of my best mates. So yeah, obviously the girl would be in Becky. 2 years later, the best friend's out the window, he's disappeared somewhere in Ossett. And then, I think a drunken night in Kings of Leon, and we were dating. That's all it.
Yeah, we were.
Was in Kings of Leon the band? You went to go see them?
No.
It was really grotty, and we were in Camel, and, you know. There was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were quite good friends for about a year and a half.
Yeah, we were good friends, and it was, like, just a friends' night out that everyone else kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Sex on Fire came on, and we were like, oh, let's go dancing. We've not had too many drinks at all.
Not a chance.
And, yeah, it was romantic.
Beautiful romance.
Yeah.
So it's just romance is now pretty much dead.
Yeah, the heat of alcohol pops and
bounce songs. There was some great WKD.
Yeah, full of them that night. I think about half an hour before that happened, I did say something along the lines of, I will never, ever, ever date a friend again.
Yeah, pretty much. You cursed yourself.
Cursed myself. Good night.
Best way to do it.
Well, you know, it's still, you know. And a lot of people have awesome stories. You know,
yeah. Where are they?
Yeah,
what are they doing? They're not right here, right now,
no,
anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, all the awesome stuff came after, so that was
all right. So did you both do illustration at Huddersfield? How did you, what did you do?
Yeah. I did textile crafts. Yeah, I studied as a weaver.
Yeah, I'm the illustrator. So the fine artist called me a sellout, but... it's got its perks.
Yeah, I mean, I spotted your oil paintings as well.
I
fell in love with one of the girls. She had a pipe.
Oh, so this is going back now.
No, isn't that the one you did out of Juno?
Oh, yes, the yellow
paper. Oh, that's okay. Oh, well,
there we go.
She's all right.
Yes, it was.
And she's old enough as well.
Yeah, so it's like that Juno is like my go-to movie whenever, you know, the world's just getting on top of you a little bit. It's like, my God, I'm going to have to just watch Ellen Page for a couple of hours.
You thought that it was new moon. So, you know, he's moved up in the world.
Not true.
But now she's in Inception, and that's also
very good. I do repeatedly watch the dream scene when he jumps in Leonardo DiCaprio's brain for a bit, just over and over again on AB repeat. Let's just get into my personal life. Let's go right into
Let's dig right into this. I mean, I don't care about what you do. I care about you.
No, thanks for that, man. Yes, I spent quite a while on that picture.
Yeah, it was good. It was interesting stylistically. All those paintings are.
Well, there's sort of like two or three different ways you do them, really. One of my biggest influences is Sean Barber. You probably won't know him. He's just Brooklyn-based tattoo artist.
Uh-huh.
But then he makes oil paintings of the people that he tattoos after he's tattooed them.
So he photographs some of there and then goes back and does it.
He doesn't go into it too deep.
A good artist
likes to remain in an enigma. But it's impressionist, you know. He just makes the marks, and then he focuses on the form later on. So I just, you know, 3-4 years, 8 hours a day practice, and eventually you get it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's all it takes.
Easy life, right?
Right.
It's like people keep saying, oh, you make websites, right? You could learn that in like a few days. Yeah. You probably could. Or in 10 years' time, you can be at my level.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
But that's fine. It's cool. It's interesting, you know? I've been learning to draw on with... What's it called? Drawing on the right side of the brain. It's really...
Oh, right. Yeah. So does that separate left and right?
It tries to force you into the sort of context only of your right side of the brain. And it's all... It's not for, like... It's more for learning how to draw what you see.
Yeah.
Very much. So I'm getting quite good at that. I used to draw roses every day out in Rio.
Oh, really?
And, so that's how I got into it.
Yeah. I see.
So it's like the opposite of how I was taught, because on my foundation... Our main tutor was just always saying, there's no point in trying to draw an apple, because your drawing of an apple will never actually be an apple. So just draw how an apple makes you feel.
Interpret it yourself.
Yeah, juicy. Refresh.
Yeah, with vodka.
Exactly, so you just kind of... bullshit your way through that, really. It's how an apple makes me feel.
This is my interpretation of it. It's art.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of the opposite way. And then they'd teach you life drawing as well, which was, you know, stand there for 4 hours and draw exactly what you see.
Yeah. That's a person.
Yeah, but I like that. That's where you still from, isn't it, I guess. So you get to show it off a bit more.
Yeah.
And people don't just go, what is this? What is this mess?
So, right, let's carry on hammering you.
Oh, no, I was staying quiet. And quiet.
Just let them two talk. After all about
stuff.
What started the entire Pokemon stuff? I mean, that's how I find your work, simply through Becky.
Selling it in Thunderbug, of course, yeah. God, Pokemon, it's been, you know, you sacrifice a lot of friendships in high school.
Yeah.
I had Pokemon Red, I had Pokemon Silver, I had Pokemon Crystal. It's always been a part of my life since I was about 11. I don't know, I can't quite remember the first Pokemon I did. It was possibly a realistic Pikachu.
I don't know, you did some little
doodly bits.
Sketchbook drawings.
Yeah, but then as a sideline, on the opposite tracks, I was also going for photoreal effects, drawing celebrities and friends.
Wow.
And then at one point, they just sort of came together in a massive accident. and it goes from there, really. It just like be really interesting to see what a Pokemon would look like in real life.
Before real life, it was mustaches and top hats.
Oh yeah.
I remember. Yeah. There we are. So I've still got a few of those up in the shop as well.
Yeah, I've got a few of those on my piano at home.
It's actually
classy.
Thank you.
Yeah. After 8, 9, 10 years of education, it's like I've actually created more work after it. Yeah, and it's been Pokemon's fault, really. It's been the motivation.
Yeah, it's what inspires you. At least it gives you something interesting to work on.
And if you run out of inspiration, I'm still playing through Soul Silver at the moment.
Yeah.
When I finish that, I've got Black and White to play. It'll be good, you know, I've got loads more to go.
They release a new one every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. I've got something to do for a while.
I really love Pokemon Snap, but I believe that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, N64. Yeah,
that was really good. I hope for a reboot of that at some point.
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
They should, with, new DS and just...
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
3D.
If you could find actual Pokemon on the street, just move your camera around. Oh, look.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I bet it exists, and we're just being lame now, and someone's...
So I was like, I've done that on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We should check, though, to see if they have.
If not, I'll make it, you draw it.
from the photoreal, of course, it went into fine artists and reproducing their work, and it was just a happy accident, again.
Like a homage at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Nabucco was the first one,
the one that you own over there.
Yeah,
that was the first one that was like homage to something else of Munchie's screen.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, I don't even know. I went through a few money. I've gone through. Oh, my latest one is the Psyduck Mona Lisa collaboration. That's causing a storm.
Brilliant.
On the internet.
I love it.
I don't know. I mean, most of the time, because it's something that captures so many people's imaginations. Yeah. I just do the work. It's people that come to me with the ideas.
Like, I get you know,
yeah,
for the,
that's what I was going to say.
For the
Edward Hopper cover.
Which is your blog's title image.
It is now. So it's fuckyeahdrawpokemon.tumblr.com.
Yeah. Pimp that shit out.
Night as well.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I mean,
and that was the first picture that really, really sort of took off and got me known on a Tumblr level. So I'm going to thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, no, it's fine. Keep doing cool shit.
Yeah, there we go. I will do it. I'm working on a Whistler's Mother piece at the moment, actually. But we're just trying to decide which Pokemon to put on the head.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll see how that
Jinx.
Goes. Jinx, yeah.
It'll
be horrible.
Worst thing ever.
On a podcast.
Oh dear. It'll be fine.
But it was after that one. Do you remember? You couldn't think of a single famous painting.
Oh yeah.
Totally. And you just screamed, there are no more. Yeah. Peaked.
I know. That was bad. I'm just staring at random synthetic cubist pieces with Braque and Picasso just for ages. Just like, oh, there's got to be something in here.
There's got to be a niche that you're going to find. Mm. I can imagine. Do you sell the prints online? I mean, if you're getting that many stuff, you should be running an Etsy store, Becky.
Yeah.
You're flogging this shit.
We're in the process at the moment of both Etsy and Fruly, which is a new one, I think.
Yeah, that's a new one setting up. They're based in Sheffield.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
They're going around all independent shops. It's similar to Etsy, you know, you can have your own store on there and, you know, design it because it's all made for dinosaurs who can't use computers.
Oh, yeah.
So you can make it fun. And then, yeah, and you can link to other people, so I can have a Thunderbird one, which I'm setting up at the minute,
cool.
And then link it to my artist who sell there. And that's all good. Yes, they're just going around sort of after to parents and all.
Just talking to everyone.
Yeah, Manchester and Leeds, and it's like, they come in and say, it's a pound. To set up, and they take a little bit of commission and stuff. So
it's a good job they've just made product placements legal in documentaries now, isn't it? Just go through
documentary.
It all. Excuse me while I go and enjoy my coke.
Yeah, right now we are sponsored by Rom Diplomatico Rum. Actually, one of them was, yeah. It did feel like there's a girl that I had on that was, she's a pianist. And I'm a vocalist, and she just kept talking about the same thing over and over. Just like, basically, we are selling that on this podcast.
They should send you money.
Could sort out some royalties in the pipeline.
Oh, yeah. From all the millions of monies that I'm making from this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and all the millions of people listening.
Yeah. Of course, yes. It's about that, people.
So this is Sunday afternoon right now.
It's so sunny, we should be outside just rolling around on the floor.
Yeah, I had to open the windows. It's getting hot and stuffy in here.
Yeah,
it really is.
But yeah, cool. So yeah, selling online. I think Matt was thinking of doing something similar.
Yeah, he's gone through the Threadless dealer now as well.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was by the time he podcasted.
Oh no, I always wear Threadless t-shirts.
Yeah,
so that's pretty good to me.
You have to go and bug him
somewhere,
see if he's actually doing it.
Yeah, actually doing it instead of playing video games.
It's easy to do,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, from experience. I mean, I suppose for you, it's research, isn't
it?
Doing your Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's what I can claim with any iPad.
It's research.
Yeah. There was a guy who asked for the Vaporeon commission, wasn't there? And he came in the shop and asked for it, and I was like, oh, it's not done yet. And Steve was sat right next to me playing Pokemon. Oh. Yeah.
Got to get the research down.
Yeah.
I didn't have an Eevee yet.
And you had to choose. You know, oh, you evolved that one straight,
yeah.
Don't you? It's like a moonstone for the
water. It's a water stone for the big one.
Yeah.
It's a flexible Pokemon. That one.
It is. I need to need a few ones. My friend code is 6. No. No. I'm bad at online. I'm a letdown.
Yeah,
come online at this time. It's like, no. I'd do the worst thing. I'd say, yeah, I'll be there. Last second, oh no, I've totally forgotten. So sorry. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
I play games to be social.
Yeah.
I'm a failure.
Oh.
Well,
this
get out of my office.
This is turning into therapy.
I do other stuff as well. I don't just do Pokemon. I create my own bit. I created all of the advertising and branding for Becky's shop.
That's true.
Yeah,
the same for
creatures.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. It's really, in fact, they're really like vibrant and colourful. I like the branding from the book.
We had a good couple of afternoons of this, just sort of making a drawing, passing it along. Becky would change it, she'd pass it back, I would change it.
Yeah.
Until eventually we came up with about
shapes of faces.
16 characters with backstories.
Oh.
Yeah, names and backstories. Yeah.
You're just saving that for the website, right?
Yeah.
So get to know the gang.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So why did you start from the back? I mean, I know the story, but...
the millions of people don't.
Yeah.
I just kind of always wanted to have my own place. And I thought, well, realistically, how can I do it, you know? Because, you know, saving up to buy stuff and sorting all the artists I need to, that's going to take a while.
It's a time, yeah.
I want to do it now. So, yeah. The idea kind of came together pretty organically. I didn't actually sit down
and
make
think,
a plan.
Today is now
yeah.
the day that I will be.
I didn't sit down and think, right, problem, solution kind of thing. It all came together and thought, what if I could sort of be an agent almost for all these different artists? Because knowing all these creative people doing textiles
themselves.
And
I mean,
knowing illustrators.
There's about 4 or 5 people in shop on my course that sell the work there as well now.
Yeah.
So I was thinking doing it, but I thought realistically I'm not going to do it for years and years. And then went into Byram Arcade one day, saw a couple of empty units and thought, I might just inquire,
see
how much it is. And it was actually Dave's that I went for originally. So I rang up and asked about it and they said, oh, it's under offer, so you can't have that one.
Yeah.
And then I was really sad. So I thought, I just really want to do this.
Really want
yeah,
to do
it. I was just really spurred on. So then I heard Matt was moving. I thought, I'm just going to get it together, see what
straight
happens.
Straight up, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we kind of said from the beginning, this is like a trial run.
And that lease isn't particularly long, is it? It's like
it's quarterly.
Yeah.
So you can just really have a go. And if it doesn't work, then...
That's in just 3 months of your life wasted.
Yes.
Yeah, just being awesome. Show, yeah.
Yeah, your final business plan was just like a stroke of genius.
I didn't know I had one. To be honest, just turned up in a shop. Before I technically had a lease as well, because the council was coming about, so I was just like, I'm just going to go in and paint it. So drop a lease
it's there now. Right?
I have pink stains on these. My favourite vans from
yeah,
the back. They never ever.
Yeah, but you look like an artist, like.
Yeah.
No one
do. I had to buy some new shorts just for this because I had paint stains on my grey.
I had a friend in Rio, and every time I'd see him, he'd just have different types of paint covered in shoes. So it's how you know a good graffiti artist.
Yes.
It's just like a rainbow. I said it's part of the style.
Oh, that's self painting.
Yeah, that was one of our first bonding sessions. Dyed your hair red.
Oh,
this
my
was
God.
Way before we were together.
Yeah.
Got new jeans and I put red hair dye all down them. And he kind of had to go, it's fine. Yeah.
I had to give up the bright red when we started dating because you can't have bright pink and bright red.
You can't have this.
No.
One of you has to be very bright.
And that's her natural colour, so I had
to. So that makes sense.
So I had to go back brown. I know.
But you get facial hair.
I wish you get facial hair.
Yeah.
I was just saying today I wish I could grow a neat little mustache and goatee.
Yeah.
I think I could rock that.
I think it's a great style. I don't think people do rock out the facial hair.
No, they don't.
Like,
you guys do.
The few people that do think it's ironic, but it's not.
It's
genuinely awesome.
Yeah, it's totally jealous.
So one of the first things when I first moved here, Maria Scaife.
Oh yeah,
she was selling those big ass
massive mustaches.
Yeah.
I have got a blonde one of that in my room.
Oh
yeah,
nice.
I like it. Yeah,
I like them.
They disappeared somewhere, didn't
they? They did. They were in Matt's shop for a bit, and then
it's just got a massive pile of them somewhere. Like, that's my mustache corner.
That's my mustache corner.
That's what I should get, so I can just glue them on.
Keep it there for a while.
Sweet mustache day.
I kept a spare on my finger from earlier on in the evening. It's fading now, though.
Oh, yeah. It was on your nose slightly before. You must have...
Oh, I must have wiped it.
You must have wiped it. Oh, that's backwards.
Yeah.
I can't remember why exactly there is a moustache on my finger, but there must be a good reason. It must be a spare. It's been an adventurous day today.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Oh.
Segway.
Yes. No, we've been down to the local Buddhist centre, the Vajipani, for a bit of a cell and fair and Easter celebration.
It was a strange kind of mismatched day where they just said, oh, we're going to have an open day. So, you know, I'd have largely volunteers up there, so... Every now and then they said, do you want to just come and bring some stuff and sell it? Pretty much no one else is there selling stuff, it's just kind of me.
So you guys got a little monopoly.
Yeah, pretty much. And they had a woman doing belly dancing, which was awkward. It was just awkward.
Is that like, cause it's very suggestive.
She's a child. It was really strange.
I was deeply traumatised by some belly dancing in Turkey.
I have to leave this room.
Yeah, I
did actually do that. I went and looked at a house on the opposing street that was to let. So I was like, oh, I'm looking to move into another house soon enough. Let's go have a look at that one.
It got into one of those, right, everyone come join in, you know, when everyone was quiet. Some people have to go to sacrifice for the others getting to sit down. She's not going to let up.
David Steadman, Diablo Spectacular. He would give us a nice little show, and that was good because I used to practice with him on a weekly basis. So it's nice to see his practicing put into a performance.
Is he still a student?
He is practicing. Yeah, he's on some course to teach Spanish.
Yeah,
so he's been fluent in it, but he doesn't have the
equipment.
Paper.
So he needs to earn the paperwork.
Living in Spain for a couple of years.
Not these days.
Yeah.
But they gave us free shepherd's pie just for being a good sport. It was great.
Yeah, just for turning up.
And it was full of, you know, Buddhist goodness as well.
Yeah, lentils and stuff. We were saying, you were saying that it was real Buddhist shepherd's pie because they didn't even mash the potatoes and put them in twice. Mashing them's too cruel.
Yeah. You can't do that to a potato.
You can't.
Oh. Just slice it and end the
Do it nice and clean and straight in and out.
That is actually one of those things in the world that I can't do. Every time I try a mashed potato, it just ends up wrong. It ends up like paste, like it never was a potato. I don't know, some people find it hard to do things in life, and that's what I can't do.
You have to fail at something.
Technology.
I know. That's what it's for, I suppose. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, will it blend? Maybe.
It's an eye problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
Over the days, used to work with a few blendits.
Yeah.
Blentex, there we go, even. Yeah. When
they've got in the box, the proper one that they have in the thing.
Oh, yeah, so I worked in the have you seen that milkshake bar on King Street?
Yeah.
It's got like two or three of them in there. Shake.
Yeah.
I worked for Shake when it opened.
When it just opened, I remember when it just opened.
Yeah, so I can't tell you exactly what we did for fun in there, just in case
someone... Because someone said this.
Yeah. But no, let's talk about Vox's mishaps. They had a few with the Blentex, right?
Yeah, they are. They like to put things in there. Well, I was trying to persuade them to put things in there. There was a point when I had an iPod that I didn't need. I was trying to persuade them to put it in the blender.
Love it.
They refused to on the simple fact that hygiene, blah, blah, blah.
Larry Dempsey did it.
He did a Rubik's Cube. He destroyed a Rubik's Cube in it. I know.
I don't know what colour it
All
the colours.
Rainbow.
Easy.
Let's pull it back in again.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's my job. I'm here to make sure we occasionally talk on topic.
That's all right.
Makes sense.
It's my nature to
magic
not.
Magic of editing.
So it's like, I mean, is Thunderbug, you know, is it paying for itself? Are you financially stable?
No. Slightly.
That's all the gist I can get from these small business people.
Yeah, to be honest, no. But that's why it's a trial run.
Yeah.
You see, that's why we labelled it that from the start.
Yeah, you've been doing it for six months.
Yeah, I guess. Because I figure if I end up moving, you know, after a year or whatever, I'm not going to say, oh, crap, that failed.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, I'm going to try again in a couple of years. I'll go...
We'll blame Byron Markey.
So I figure if I do end up moving or, you know, just getting a full-time job or something instead, I'll save up and try again somewhere else, maybe.
But then you had months like last December where you weren't more in the shop than I did on my 9 to 5.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So some days it's just but so busy.
Every month is like that.
So. No, December. I mean, December was when I walked in and bought your entire
collection. That was a good day.
It was your first day.
Quite possibly changed my life.
Yeah, and it's great when there are events on the Festival of Lights. That was amazing.
They had the tea dance
and all the Glenn Miller music. Yeah, and then they had the vintage fair. And so opening day, Festival of Lights and the vintage fair have been the best days ever.
Yeah.
That everyone in the arcade has said that. But
it's like you can't keep the momentum.
It's like people come in and go, wow, and then forget.
You actually have a credit card thing as well, do you? Or is that you doing I always remember that. Every time I go into your shops, I always think, right, go back down.
To the upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, I would essentially be getting one just for you.
Thank you. Because I actually have gone down and come back up.
Yeah. In my shop, saying, let's do some maths. Yeah.
Ding.
Oh, it was a good day. Yeah, entire collection.
Yeah, no, you're still doing this stuff. I still need to find an excuse to buy more presents and things.
You have collectors,
though. Yeah, I do. Oh, but they follow me. They find where I work and they find me on Facebook.
They walk by and...
I mean, I appreciate the support, but, you know, as long as we remain at a professional distance, it's usually okay, but they want to be my friend.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that kind of commitment.
You should, if you're going to do that, you do what I do with people I respect and just walk up to them and buy them a Jaeger bomb and then just start talking.
I don't think most of them are old enough to drink, that's the problem.
The college kids love it.
They do.
Yeah, really, like Greenhead College or just the
people. Oh, you're serious?
It's just general surrounding colleges. Yeah. They come in.
You say 14 to 17 year olds, they come there, they stay there, and then they feel sort of forced to buy them up back and stuff.
Yeah, no, they're not actually forced to buy things. No,
those traps in there.
We should invest in some corner lasers, though, just in case.
Nets. But they have so much disposable income.
Because you live with the parents.
Good times.
Yeah, I've not had that much disposable income since I was 17. I remember those times you could just go and buy ridiculous things like I sell.
But it's cool, it's nice. I'm glad someone's doing it, full stop.
It's been a lovely adventure. I think we've both changed people.
It's an adventure, that's what it is.
The last 6 months.
No, it actually is.
Well, I was talking to Matt earlier about how he actually got broken into. So did you guys?
Yes, we did.
Pretty much the week before.
It just seems unfathomable that someone could break into some like tiny businesses that are literally one person.
And the worst thing that they took from us was such a bizarre thing with all this stock around. They went straight past that and they got our tax receipts. And they stole
the paperwork.
Yes. Oh no, what are we going to do now?
Of all the things.
And now you got to do it all over again.
But, you know, if they'd taken stock, that would have been equally... But, you know, luckily I don't have the kind of stock where they think, oh, I can just go sell this in the pub.
Go down to the... market and just sell it off.
It's a fine art, wouldn't
you? Oh, you could definitely sell that at, like, what's it called? It's got a really terrible name where you sell games and phones opposite Game Station.
It's a computer exchange something.
So you can't go and sell all your fine art down there.
No, I didn't notice. I never went in.
Yeah.
A lot of places that buy gold buy mobile phones now as well. It's weird. Just when you said that, it reminded me.
Yeah, there's just one opposite where you worked.
There is, yeah.
I expect that guy's very greasy and By your nose.
Where's he from?
I've no idea. In that case, he was blatantly Spanish.
It's very odd that all I know about him that he follows the Mormon religion. That's all I know about. I don't know his name, don't know where he comes from, but somehow I know this fast.
He attracts Mormons like no one else I've ever met.
I used to get a lot of them at Shake, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We come in for like a Mars bar milkshake and...
And a seminar?
Oh, it's odd.
Oh. They used to...
I must have a face.
Be near where we live as well. So they used to have a house up there, I guess, where they were staying, and all the walking past.
Cool.
On the hottest days of the year, wearing suits.
Full suits, yeah.
That spot where we bumped into you having a read of your book that one time...
Yeah.
That seems to be the corner where they always find me, usually. We were sort of trying to keep it straightforward. It was like, oh, no, wait, that wasn't a moment.
Yeah.
Like,
ignoring that.
Yeah, someone's looking at us, yeah, walk past and do something strange, reading a book on a corner. Must be a Bible. Yeah.
It was the iPad, too, if I recall. So I'm just thinking, oh, no, it wasn't.
It was
that was before that I started reading all my books on that instead.
How's that working out?
Really, really good.
That's good.
I thought I was with, you know, I was with everyone else this year. I bought so many books, but then I realised that once you start getting used to this idea of reading a book on the screen, it becomes so much easier.
Really?
Yeah.
I like this feel.
Yeah. It still exists. But,
no, I know.
But it's genuine. It's like going from a wired connection on your computer to wireless, basically.
Maybe it's like a poser thing. Maybe I want everyone to know what I'm reading, you know.
Look it up.
Yeah.
But like things like you can write notes on it really easy. You can share those. I went through a book that was just full of facts, and you could see where it was highlighted all these different bits that they thought were important.
Oh.
And so it was subtly highlighted, so you could carry on reading and not even notice. But then suddenly you'd see what other people thought were important, so you could sort of pick out things if you speed read, because I read so much.
Yeah.
Gee, you are like that.
Yeah, I do.
I can't keep it. If we're ever sort of playing an RPG together or something.
She's like getting really frustrated.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to predict the first three words, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't. Ah.
I'm sorry.
It's alright, sorry.
I'm not fun to play games.
No. Needless to say, I don't have a clue what the end of the shop contract says, because she got to that too quick for me.
Or the house contract.
Or the house contract.
It's fair enough.
Yeah.
You'll just keep turning pages to save face, really.
I do.
Ah, well. That's cool.
You speed readers.
That's fine.
It's a good niche. That helps you get through a lot of things anyway. There's too much books anyway.
Yeah, too much books.
Too much books. Too much culture. It's difficult to try and cram it all in. I was talking to people in the office about the fact that I believe that culture didn't exist before I was born.
So, I love that.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, we've got no way to disprove.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I can only really read books from like 1985 plus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was on Goodreads and just clicking the amount of books on the read.
Yeah, definitely. We should sell books.
We should sell books.
God damn it.
I believe that's been tried in Byron.
I do, yeah.
I
still got a few of those in the back.
He hates them.
He really does. I think he just bought a massive amount of books and then sold them off, like, practically at price. Didn't like it at all. I like that he keeps experimenting with different ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what a business should really be like in its sort of early stages. It's nice to see someone bold enough to do it anyway.
Yeah, definitely. No, he seemed pretty happy with the whole thing. I say content.
Content's a good word.
Yeah. He ended up doing it, which is awesome. And it was 2 years or something, I think.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of balls to do something for 2 years anyway. But
yeah.
It's true.
Something that takes that amount of time.
It's nice to have a baby to, you know, grow up and nurture against it. It's also nice to have a pocket full of money.
Yeah.
It depends which way around you do it.
Trade off. But it's the artist thing, you know? Mm-hmm. You've got to be the starving artist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but when it's literal.
Yeah.
Get sick of it really quickly.
That's actually what this is coming up in almost every podcast, because we had the musician.
Yeah.
Obviously a starving artist, what else would you be doing?
Yes.
Photographer / fashion designer. went to work out in Amsterdam for no pay.
Really?
And lived on the streets with someone that was selling, you know, high couture designer dresses that no one could actually wear. So you'd just sell them to, like, runway modeling and stuff really? Like that. And sell, like, one that would cost thousands of pounds to make.
Wow.
And yeah, she lives on the street with her as well. So we just kind of slumming it around Amsterdam. That's her exact words to me.
Yeah. See, when you tell the stories, it sounds way better, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. But when you're in that experience.
Yeah, when you stood there on the street thinking, you know, I sat in an empty shop. What am I doing
what
here?
Doing right now?
Spinning around on a chair. Watching people in the office opposite.
Yeah.
He had a dog in there, so that was a good day.
At least you can do sewing stuff.
See, that's it. I look like I'm
doing stuff.
Yeah.
People are sort of copped on that you're the, you're quite
seamstress,
yeah. So the rest of the shops on the second floor of the arcade are paying Becky to fix clothes.
And do it, really.
Yeah.
Get the right size and stuff.
Yeah, just doing magic next door because, you know, he brings in all these long skirts and summer net.
Yeah,
short
skirts.
To make them shorter. So all bits and pieces like that, but keep me occupied.
Keep you occupied.
Yeah, and then sometimes I forget I'm in a shop, which is terrible because that it shows how long it can be in between people
coming in.
I'm just really into it, and then I'm kind of
hello. It's like, what are you doing in my room?
Pretty much, you do. Sometimes, which is terrifying.
Yeah,
if you think
I imagine.
About it.
Yeah.
But yeah, keeps me.
Yeah, you get people coming. I try and pop in whenever I've got some spare time.
Yeah, it's good. I like that.
I like the company.
It's always good to see you. Right, I'm only in there on a Saturday. And even then, it's like every third Saturday.
Yeah.
I get in there. I get
candy.
Yeah. I'm the mascot.
Yeah, to make it look like there's loads of people in.
He pretty much comes in to listen to all the hip kids come in complimenting that work.
I just did two digital paintings of Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, and
that's all those,
yeah. Yeah, they seemed to be on a rave about those the other day. That was quite nice because I remember in my foundation year of education, the first thing he said, my tutor said to me after a day of drawing, was, "You can't really draw people, can you, Stephen?" So I spent the next four years of my life drawing
nothing but
people.
That.
Yeah. It's like, no, I must be able to do this.
We should find him.
Find him on Facebook. Someone's telling me that, you know, all the kids sometimes advert from as a teacher.
Oh, God.
I just said no, but...
Yeah.
My A-level tutor was a right dad, he was married, but his Facebook status was... it was Facebook. We've just changed to Facebook. It was all looking for cool boys and girls to talk about art with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was all status single. You had the poses going on in the pictures. It was great.
What happened to those poses?
And people got cameras.
Yeah.
No, actually, people just do it in mirror now.
They do on the phones.
I just represent for everyone in public school. Today, five new people just sent their profile pictures to me. I haven't uploaded any in ages because I'm working on a website instead of putting them online.
Yeah, cool.
I get around to doing it.
Stuff to do.
Yeah. And plus, I think the podcast, it takes up quite a bit of time.
I imagine so. It must take you hours to decide what to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I've got a massive list of people and stuff that I'm genuinely interested in talking about.
Look at that.
So
that is a...
You guys actually can be ticked off now.
Check that out.
Yeah. If you know anyone that you'd recommend also, I'd love to.
Well, that guy today, Gareth, at the Buddhist Centre, I think you've reached out to him, but he's a writer.
Oh, really?
And he does poetry, and he does lots of workshops, like theatre workshops.
Cool.
He seems really passionate about it.
Yeah.
It's rare that you get these people, they go in, I do workshops, and then the kids are all like, boring. We're in school.
Oh,
totally. Okay. He's
got a real passion for it.
Yeah,
so
he's really nice as well.
Cool.
Oh, I think we're totally going to override the ending credit there.
Damn it,
it's gone. Well, you're going to have to write that again.
I might just have to rip it from another one. And no, I've got that as a separate wave because I had to go into another audio editor to actually back with it.
Oh, I see.
And to fade it out a little bit at the end.
Oh,
because I'm really
professional.
Yeah.
Ease people back into the real world after all this
nonsense.
Yeah.
talking, incessant talking.
It's good though. Yeah, it is like therapy.
Well, it's like I just find it. It's a conversation where I just try and direct it towards other people. And,
and there's us being all defensive and trying to talk about you.
Yeah, and then keep bouncing back on me. It wasn't this guy.
We're not good at this now.
Yeah. I'm just giving away little tidbits of information to people slowly about myself. I'm really mysterious in reality.
Build a profile.
Yeah.
Appeals to all of them.
Yeah, you might
have
an idea. Yeah.
The enigma.
I genuinely do. You said it earlier.
Yeah, so it was the other night as well.
There should be a bit of an enigma about this kind of thing. I
do hate it when people say, "How do you do your work?" It's like, shut up.
Well, you know, there's some pain.
That's pretty much what I've got used to telling them now. Is it took me 16 years to draw this piece.
Yeah.
You should do it too.
Well, it was a great. It was some fine heist. Your lot said basically. We drew a postcard for someone in a. Oh, it might have been. It's in Amsterdam, so it was probably Picasso. And he did it, and he said to someone, like, you know, that it was 15 minutes of his time to do it in front of him. And the guys were like, "So how much was that?" He's like, "I don't know, 200-300 quid. whatever the currency is over there." And it really was a case of, well, but that was 15 minutes of, like, yeah, plus a lifetime of studying and doing it right.
Yeah.
And it's cumulative.
Yeah, it is, definitely. You don't get that experience in 15 minutes.
You can just write a program to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can learn that in a day, right?
Yeah. But generally...
The same thing, any artist is, I'd tell you, if you do get a lot of people saying, "How do you draw things? How do you make them so accurate?" And the only secret is just to draw and keep drawing. That's the best advice anyone can give you.
Yeah. I always have a sketchbook. I mean...
I've got one here, but I mean, of course it's...
Got mine here. check out my drawings, right?
I like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Squares.
It's very robust.
Yeah. I call it modern.
It's very immediate.
Yeah. I can see that and I know exactly what I want to do.
That's alright, it's informative.
That is informative also. You've been doing these kind of ones lately.
Oh, just like stupid eyes and big mouths, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Becky's influence on me, that one, surprisingly.
Yeah, the Shapes and Faces Day.
Yeah, Shapes and Faces Day.
What shape of it? Is that when you were coming for the fundamentals?
Yeah, when you're doing characters, because I couldn't think of any bodies.
And then you end up drawing Becky as a duck and me as a plant.
Just like real life.
That's how it's done.
But I'm not too keen on... those, unless I do that, hours and hours of production on them anyway. I like pieces that people look at and they're like, "Whoa, how did you do that?"
Your blog background, which is the
Charizard
in
the
sky.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I sat down and thought, I wonder how you actually did that. I mean, I thought you don't need to tell me.
Oh, no, magic. I've had a few of that. I've got a Tumblr stalker. He's a JP Cooper. I know who you are. he asks me so many questions and he likes every single post and that was his most recent one. He wants to know I did the background, to which I gave the usual reply.
Have you ever thought of actually doing some of these? I mean, I'm not going to ask the real expectation for the pounds, but you do it digitally.
Oh, with the background digital, yeah, there's a 50-50 mix.
So have you ever thought of, actually doing a making-of video? Recording the screen as you do the entire thing?
I have been working on it. My specialities don't lie in software. I wouldn't know how to start. Look at that, I've got a good friend now.
Yeah, it's cool, because I used to do screencasts for one of the companies I worked for, so recording the screen is something I've been playing around with quite a bit.
So this could be the beginning of a business venture.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, because I saw the artwork for Super Meat Boy's thing, which is, like, totally realistic rendered of them. So, like, Sumimboy is a proper humanoid. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Oh, no, it really is. In fact, I'll do it. You can hear us typing on the keyboard because we're actually looking for it right now.
Yeah.
I know, right? Isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
It's just perfect timing for taking a photo on my Facebook. It's like, oh, cool, there's a bikini shot on there.
Google Chrome.
But the guy that does it, basically, whenever he does these ridiculously detailed bits of art, he actually records them, all of it there. That's this...
Oh my.
Oh wow.
So I and he did it live too. So he streamed the entire process over the course of, you know.
Oh, you can do
two
that,
or three days.
Two or three days. Yeah, we'll see.
And you know, it started with him sketching it out in pencil.
Yeah.
And well, in pencil on in Photoshop.
Yeah.
And you know, you could watch him as he'd, you know, take bits and move them out and try and figure out how he wants it all to work. And it was just beautiful. So sort of, you know, I had it on a second screen, just him processing it,
yeah,
talking on chat at the same time with people, you know, asking questions and giving feedback for why he's doing this.
That's amazing.
I find that's awesome. It's like I've just completed Portal 2.
Hey,
but I really love the director's commentary on that kind of thing. With my Kirana, we did a DVD,
yeah.
So every single song has a music video. And on top of that, we did a director's commentary version of that. So you get to hear us doing exactly what we're doing right now.
Really?
But over what all the videos and things like that.
That's amazing.
And so yeah, I like to see the process. Even though you're right, there's magic in there. But
it's a very likely possibility. I mean, it'd just be nice to kill some skeptists, you know. Skeptical people.
See, that's why it'd be amazing if you had the microphone on him as well, because when you get frustrated, you come out with the best made up sweat.
Oh, God. Yeah. I sort of retired from playing Tetris just because of this. I think my two highlighted moments of that were piss in a bucket, say yes. And oh shit, I'm too gone. Just because we have a small collection of friends and they just seem to be too good at Tetris.
Yeah.
It's just unnatural.
Oh, you guys are like competing in scores.
Oh yes. Oh, yeah. So it's N64 version, it's all four player versus.
Yeah.
And as they get lines that
Tetris
go on your it gets so
get
fast.
Yeah.
I even downloaded I paid like £1.75 for the iPhone app just so I could practice with it. It's like I had a Game Boy. I've still got my original Game Boy, you know, I should be the master at Tetris, but no.
No, you do Pokemon instead. You did stuff with your gaming.
Yeah.
You know, you took it to the next level. It's alright.
I love that. That makes me feel better. I'll sleep tonight.
Thanks for that, babe. You're keeping it inspired. Oh, cool. Yeah, so you should. And at some point, I'll help you do that. Sure.
Yeah,
that would be cool. That would be cool.
You have to show me where you work or whatever.
Yes.
In the tiniest room.
In the tiny little dingy dungeon where you've got all your stuff.
Yeah.
It's like 3 foot by 2 foot. Even when we argue and don't sleep together, I wouldn't sleep in there. It's just too small.
Yeah.
we don't argue, do we, really? It's she wins, that's the rule.
Yes. That works.
Well, you took the hair colour, so
I didn't know. Yeah.
Well, we have some
dominant colour.
We have accidentally matching chairs that we noticed last night. Only hers is at least 300% bigger than mine. and our friends noticed that the size of our chairs was directly proportional to the influence we have in the household. So thanks, guys. Thanks.
Visual representation.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Everyone needs to know how it is.
And yet you're such a small girl.
It's just that presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm colourful, that's what I am.
Yeah. I have to make it so. Yeah. Oh, you'd be colourful. With your hair and your purple jumpers and things.
Oh, is that?
That was the Mac Pro complaining that I put the sketchbook on the keyboard.
I see.
It's clever.
Yeah, I know.
It's Mac Pro, it's cleverer than me.
Oh. Right, I'm going to wrap it up, I think.
That's cool.
What are we on? We'll be on about an hour, I guess.
I think that was a nice long chat.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, sorry for taking up your Sunday afternoon.
No way. I'll be going back to programming. Unless I figure out what to... I'm going to take a break and I realise that the blood's going to my head now doing all this talking.
Yeah,
I've done nothing else.
Face.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we'll put in a bit of saying if anyone does have any magical Pokemon ideas, just get on the Thunderbug Facebook page, Thunderbug Art Collective, with two eyes on the end.
Cool.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll bring your dreams to reality. And all that.
Is that just because... Why?
Because it wouldn't accept collective
as
a real word.
It's not a real word.
Facebook was... No.
No.
No, it will not have this. Yeah.
Is that because... Is it a user rather than a page? Or?
I don't know.
I think that one is a user. No, it's not. It is a page. I don't know. I'll have a look. You want to see the mess of the website? I don't even tell anyone the address anymore.
Yeah. It'll get there. It will. Yeah. Definitely.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's on the fly, isn't it? That's the problem. So when I get new artists coming in all the time to ask if they can display work.
I'm a bit confused now.
Yeah, but they don't seem to be caught up. They get new artists all the time.
Cool.
They're always coming.
Yeah, I had someone tell me yesterday that they went and talked to you about it. Rihanna.
Yeah.
They think getting her on at some point. I just get everyone on. That's
my
thing.
Like,
someone interesting, yeah.
I get quite a few people coming in and saying, so I'll put my artwork up in here rather than say, oh, how do you go about this? So I'll put my artwork up in here. It's like a checklist of things I'll refuse. They'll say, I'm going to put my artwork up. Then they'll say, you have got space. And then when I ask them what they do, they'll just go, oh, all sorts.
Wow,
that's great.
I'm really sold on this.
Yeah, but then, you know, you get some super interesting people on the other side of it. You get like Zinc White, I think you've seen their work, the pencil jewelry.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Someone to help with nice people.
Yeah, the nicest people, and that's great. You're working with nice people for a change. There's other jobs, you know, you can pay everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah, so they're people I always big up.
Cool.
When people come in, they're looking for something interesting in that direction. And they've got nice work as well, because that's another one people come in and go, how have they done this?
How have they,
the minute you say, it's made out of pencils, people...
Mind blown.
Yes.
Here's a joke for you then. So how long does it take a Barimake shop owner to wrap up?
I don't know.
So roughly 3:52. Yeah, thanks for having us on. Thanks very much for having us.
Been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Right. Ciao.
Ciao.
Stop button.